Me to John chapter 6. We're going to jump right in. And confession time. I will make a confession to you. Boy, now everybody's ears are open. Oh, he's going to confess. You know, Miss Joyce, she's very good about reminding me to give a memory verse for the month. And a while back when we would have a different man preaching on every second Sunday of the month, it was kind of easy. They would have to come up with the verse they were going to preach, and they would determine the memory verse. Well, as we're going through John's gospel, I've been trying to have a verse that comes out of the gospel. So last month, Joyce said, what's the memory verse for December? And I looked and I thought, how about verse 47? That's our verse for today, John 6, 47. And in my mind, I thought, shame on me, I thought, I don't know how that's going to be a sermon. Is it a big enough deal? So today's sermon title and today's sermon is a rebuke to me and people like me who would dare to think that some verse of Scripture is not a big deal, when the truth is, it's a big deal. And I will prove to you today that John 6:47 is a very big deal. That's our verse for the day. It won't take long to read it, and it won't take long to go through it. John 6:47, Jesus Christ says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Now, I will say that probably any of us could read through the Bread of Life discourse, which is pretty much all of John chapter 6, and we would think that John 6:47, that is just such a basic gospel truth. In fact, if you go looking on a certain website called sermonaudio.com, not many pastors stop on this verse. Maybe they think it's not a big deal, but I'll prove to you today that it is. Now, Jesus, on the one hand, said this to unbelievers. Remember that? A group of people have been following him for days. They've seen him perform signs. He has said to them in verse 36 that they don't believe. He knows it. But to the unbeliever, and to you, if you're here today and you don't believe in Jesus Christ, to the unbeliever, Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, in Jesus Christ, has everlasting life. On the other hand, Jesus Christ says this to his disciples. They had been following him for some time now. They've been watching on, as we talked last week. They've been watching on as people have seen the signs that he's doing, and yet they don't believe. And Jesus says to them, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. And of course, for most of us, this truth is so familiar that we might all think, it's not that big a deal. I mean, we know this. This is like John 3:16, but less, because not all of John 3:16 is in here. But what I want you to see is it's not true to think that this is not a big deal. It's the biggest deal there could ever be. And there are four reasons. I will show you very briefly four reasons why this simple gospel truth is a very big deal. And if you're a part of it, you're part of the biggest deal in all of human history. First, why do I say this is a big deal? Because of the most assuredly. Most assuredly, Jesus says. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. That most assuredly points to the certainty of this saying. It's absolutely certain. If you don't believe it, your unbelief makes no difference at all. It doesn't change the fact. Now, in Greek, the verse begins, amen, amen, from which we get amen, amen. And in English, we often put amen at the end to either say, so let it be, or I agree. We're either affirming our agreement, like, yeah, that's true, amen, or may it be. But here, amen is at the beginning, and it's doubled. And does anyone know where the Greek amen comes from? Yeah. So our amen is a transliteration of the Greek amen. The Greek amen is a transliteration of the Hebrew amet, which is the Hebrew word meaning truth. Truth, truth, I say to you. Psalm 25:5, lead me in thy amen, thy truth, and teach me. Psalm 31:5, and many other places, God is called the God of amet, the God of truth. In Revelation 3:14, therefore, Jesus is called the Amen. He's called the truth, the Amen, the faithful and true witness. Now here, Jesus puts it at the beginning to say, this is absolutely true. It matters not what anyone else says or thinks or how anyone else responds. It is true. It is true. I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. That's a big deal. Nothing will ever change this statement. No amount of unbelief. Let God be true and every man a liar. Which is a way of saying, it doesn't matter if men don't believe, God is true nonetheless. Second, why is this such a big deal? Well, you'll be able to guess where I'm going. It's a big deal because of the I say to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, and I say to you points to the authority of this statement. Look at John 6:46, previous verse. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. And then Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. What is the point of Jesus repeatedly saying that he had come down from the Father, that he had come down from heaven? Do you remember our lesson from John 3? Turn back there for just a moment because it's worth remembering for the rest of your life. John 3:13. Jesus, in speaking to Nicodemus, who Nicodemus just had a hard time believing what Jesus was telling him, that he has to be born again. Jesus says in John 3:13, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Now, where is that coming from? That is coming from the question of the ages, the question of the sages. Who is the ultimate authority on the earth when it comes to things of heaven? And everyone knew the ultimate authority on earth concerning things of heaven would be anyone who's been in heaven, spent face-to-face time in the presence of God, and then come back down to earth to tell us all about it. Only one in all of human history meets that qualification. Jesus tells us, John 3:13, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. We studied that verse and we learned it is teaching us Jesus Christ is the ultimate authority on all heavenly things, which is basically everything that matters. So back to John 6:47, why is this a big deal? It's a big deal because of the I say to you, the ultimate authority in the universe, the one to whom has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, he is the one who says to you that he who believes in him has everlasting life. Now these, you have to add them together, so they're not individual. It's a big deal because it's so certain, most assuredly. It's a big deal because it's authoritative, I say to you. And it's a big deal because of the universality of the statement, because of the he who believes in me. Look what Jesus says. John 6:47, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me. Who is that? It's everyone. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ. Back in John 6:40, this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who beholds the Son and who believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. That's who this is. It's anyone who ever forsakes feeding on the lies of the world and feeds on the truth of Christ. Look down at 6:51. 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. That is a reference not to communion, but to the crucifixion. Jesus Christ gave his flesh. He gave his life on the cross that you might be saved. And that message goes out to all the world. Right? The angel said, we bring you great tidings of joy, which shall be to all men, to all mankind. Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, that's anyone and everyone who ever believes in Jesus Christ. But fourth and finally, and most importantly, why is this a big deal? It's because of the last line, has eternal life. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has, present tense, right now, already has eternal life. Not will have one day, not might have eventually, not has temporarily, but has forever eternal life. We saw the great significance of that back in John 5:24, where Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and will not come into judgment, but has already passed out of death and into life. So listen, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you already have eternal life. Can it ever be taken away? Never. Can anyone ever snatch you out of the hand of Christ? No. Can anything ever separate you from this love of God in Christ Jesus? Will God ever leave you or forsake you? Will you ever come into judgment? Does God have any condemnation for you right now? No, 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 no. That's a big deal. This past summer, the Denver Broncos were sold. Heard about that? Who cares, right? We don't watch the Broncos anymore. Well, I don't, maybe you do. But if you didn't know, and you don't have to be a sports fan or a Broncos fan to find this very interesting. The Broncos were sold. It was the biggest deal in all of sports history. Rob Walton, son of Sam Walton, who founded Walmart, along with his daughter Carrie Walton Penner and her husband Greg Penner, and Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, and Melody Hobson, chairman of the board at Starbucks, and Sir Lewis Hamilton, the winningest Formula One race car driver in all of history, all of them came together as the Walton Penner Family Ownership Group, and they bought the Denver Broncos for $4.65 billion. Not only a big deal, but a bad deal, because the Broncos stink. But it's a big deal. This was a big deal. Yeah, they will erase that from the tape, right, Veronica? Lest I suffer persecution for the wrong cause. But that is a big deal, isn't it? But listen, here's the good news. And now, all kidding aside, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're part of a bigger deal than that. Because the eternal Son of God came down from heaven, was born of the Virgin Mary, right? And the Apostles' Creed, right? I believe in Jesus Christ. You know the Apostles' Creed, right? Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, but on the third day he rose again from the dead, rose up into heaven, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, right? But Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners like you and me. And if you believe in him, you already have eternal life, which, as I've said many times, is the greatest package deal. It's better than any package deal you can get at Christmas. It includes forgiveness of all of your sins, past, present, and future. You are now an heir of the world along with Abraham and every seed of his who's ever believed, according to Romans 4, right? You have the Holy Spirit who will guide you for the rest of your days and lead you into the kingdom and will protect you from the evil one. You know God and you know his Son, Jesus Christ, and you have it now as a present possession. Not only are you part of a bigger deal, but I would dare say you are richer than the Walton Penner Family Ownership Group. I looked up the net worth of every one of those six members, and their net worth comes to about $75 billion. But you know what? I don't know where they stand with Christ, but if you have eternal life, you are every bit as rich as they are, and you should live like it. Not spending money, crazily, don't get me wrong, but you should live your life for Jesus Christ. You would say, man, I, by the grace of God, am part of the biggest deal that ever there was, and that should bring you joy. This is good news, beloved. Far bigger, far better, and the real question is, do you believe? Do you believe? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the good news found in Christ. Thank you for the good news which is on every page of Scripture. Every page either reminds us of our sinfulness and our unworthiness before you, or it reminds us of your mercy and your grace and your love, and how you have made a way for us to escape our sin, death, hell, and the devil, and to spend eternity with you. Thank you for this good news of John 6:47. I pray that we will never think that it's not a big deal, but that we'll rejoice in it. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.